jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
With Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My first guest this evening is a Tony and Grammy-nominated singer and actor who sold over 30 million records worldwide. Now he's back on Broadway as the demon barber of Fleet Street in Sweeney Todd. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Josh Groban.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for having me.
Good to see you again.
Great to see you.
Have not sat to talk with you in person in a minute or two.
Yes.
So I haven't had a chance to thank you publicly. For last year, you and Sarah Bareilles did a song in celebration of the 50th anniversary of my Ben & Jerry's charity ice cream.
And what a song.
Yes. American Dream.
Lewis wrote an extraordinary.
Amazing arrangement by Lewis
song.
Over there, the band. Let's show a little clip of what you guys did.
Some other stuff, and there's all those other secret things which I cannot say, like how you chased away the aliens and saved the U.S. American Dream, you were always there. You were always there.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness,
what an honor.
Honor was mine, sir.
Yes.
I had just gotten that melody out of my head about 3 days ago, and now it's back forever, baby. Yeah.
Okay, well, you're never gonna get these melodies out of your head because you're back on Broadway.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. You made your debut in 2016 in Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812.
Yes, thank you.
So, okay, is being back on Broadway like riding a bike?
It's, you know, it definitely, you rely on muscle memory a lot. It's an amazing thing after touring and being in various venues around the world to be like, to have a house that's your house and you're inviting people to your space and your energy every night to continue to tell a story that you've, for me, I've loved this show since I was very, very little. So, to have the opportunity to give this show to people who've seen it 50 times. And then, you know, we have such an incredible cast with Annalee Ashford and Gaten Matarazzo and Jordan Fisher. So we've got, like, lots of young fans for them in the audience and who's never seen Sweeney Todd before. And you can hear the verbal clutching of pearls out there. When they hear the twists and turns of this show, like, I assume everybody's seen it and know what happens, but you hear this, and I go, I'm like, yeah, good. They got it. Good. So
it's a bit of a dark tale. I don't want to give away, you know, too much out there for the people who haven't seen it yet, who might want to clutch their pearls when they get there.
Sure.
Have you lost your taste for meat pies yet?
I you know, what's funny about our meat pies in this particular production is that I'm a pescatarian, and Annalee Ashford is gluten-free. So they've baked us specific, very L.A. meat pies for us with, like, vegan, gluten-free flour. There's flour going all over the place. So, no, these pies are disgusting.
Are they like, that sounds dry. I don't know why that sounds dry to me.
It's very dry. It's very crumbly. She sings, she gives me a pie in one of the scenes to eat, and she's singing about how disgusting the pie is, and it's method. It is disgusting. And the hardest part, there's a lot of hard things I have to do in the show, but the hardest part in the show is I have to take a bite of this disgusting, crumbly, flaky pie, and I have to somehow get it down, and then I have to sing this ballad called My Friends, this beautiful, like, soaring ballad to my razors with just flaky crumbs going all, just having a dance on my vocal cords.
Not a spot of moisture in your mouth.
Not a moisture. You spend so much time backstage warming up your voice, and then it's just like, nope, all goes to hell. Yep.
Here you are together.
There we are. That's the
Josh
song.
And Annalee. That's the song right there, My Friends. Yeah. You recently, this is a great photograph. You recently got together with other Sweeneys.
This was so fun.
Sweeneys.
This was a
to
blast.
Celebrate. It was for Sondheim's birthday, wasn't it?
You know what's strange is that we all had to put our schedules in, and the day that it lined up for us to all be available happened to land on Sondheim's birthday. And so that's me with the original Sweeney Todd, Len Carreyrou, the wonderful Michael Cerveris, and the incredible Norm Lewis. And
did they, so talking to these fellows here, especially, you know, Len, is there anything that they imparted about the demon barber to you that was useful to you in any way?
Well, each one of them gave such a unique and incredible take on the role, and I think that that's the incredible thing about carrying the torch and holding on to it and keeping it lit until the next amazing production of it. Michael Cerveris gave me some incredible advice, which is that, like, when I have a lot of blood on me at some point in the show, and certainly by the end of Bloody, I've killed people, eaten people. It's fine.
Spoiler.
He's a demon barber. I mean, that's fine. Is to wash it off before you go home. Like, in all the ways, wash it off, because it's a big role. It's a dark role. There's a lot you're taking on to do it.
You mean, like, so
metaphorically wash it off.
So don't go home and slit people's throats.
You know what? Some roles, it's okay to go back. I imagine going home after the Music Man was a delight.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Josh Groban, everybody. Stick around.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Broadway at the LaFontaine Theater, Josh Groban. After spending so much time with Sondheim's incredible words and music, and you know, sadly, we lost even Sondheim during COVID.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to ask him? Any questions you have for him about this part, or really just about his work?
Sondheim loved seeing his work interpreted and done. He always had a light in his eye whenever he talked about a production somewhere that was going to do one of his works. We felt very, very grateful that he knew that this was going to happen, and he was excited that we were doing it. And he passed away, sadly, 2 days before our first music rehearsal, over a year ago now.
Did you ever have a chance to perform his stuff in front of him?
I did get to sing music for him, yes. I mean, I was very lucky to have had a friendship with him, and I got to sing for him. And
that's nerve-wracking.
Oh, nerve-wracking. You know, I was very fortunate to ride on the coattails of the late, great Barbara Cook, who invited me. She knew I was a big fan of Sondheim's and invited me to sing with her at the Met here in New York. Mm-hmm. And we sang Move On together from Sunday in the Park with George, and Steve was out there, and I didn't know that he was out there. And she said, oh, you know, Sondheim was out there. And he said it was really, 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 really beautiful. I'm like, what? Wow. He did? And then I got invited to sing at a birthday concert for him at the Hollywood Bowl, and that's when I got the hug. That's when I got the hug and the call me Steve. That was a big moment for any young person's life. Getting to meet him was just the best.
I want to ask you about this right here.
Oh yeah.
So, oh. This is a great photograph. This is you performing the Star Spangled Banner outside the
Cape Canaveral.
Is it the very large assembly building?
That is the largest double doors, I think, in the world.
Outside Kennedy Space Center. What are you doing there?
Getting allergies. I'm just standing in a field.
Yeah. When was it?
This was, we taped it for the Artemis 1 launch. That was the uncrewed mission to the moon. And I'm a space nut. And so when they asked me if I would film a national anthem and send it to them from home, I said, you know, if I just happened to get a ticket to Florida, would you be okay setting up a microphone? And they're, yeah, come on by. We'll give you a tour of the building. Coolest day of my life.
You went in the building?
I went in the building.
I've been there, but I've never been
in. We went in, and they had the rocket was in the building. And I don't know if you get this, like, I get a weird feeling when I see large things where they shouldn't be. Like, when I see a shipwreck underwater. You know that weird feeling? You get too close to the Statue of Liberty, like, ugh. It's weird. Seeing a space, I'm the only one, it's okay. Seeing that rocket in the hangar, which is, I think, one of the tallest freestanding buildings in the world, was remarkable. And then watching it, they asked if I wanted to do it live on the day, and I'm glad we pre-taped it because they delayed it about 8 times.
Did you get to see a launch?
I watched the launch on TV because they wound up doing it at like 2 a.m.
Wouldn't you want to be there for a launch though?
That's my next on my bucket.
Especially this one, because these are the big rockets, not the low Earth orbit stuff. This is to the moon.
Absolutely.
I hear you feel it in your chest.
You feel it. I got to, before they put the rocket on the pad, I got to go take a tour of what they call the flame trench, which is where where the fire goes. Not ominous. Yeah.
Yes.
And they're like,
Would you like to see the flame trench?
would you like to see the flame trench, Mr. Groban? Mm-hmm. And the guy who's giving us the tour is like, oh, yeah, we lose about 1,000 birds every time we launch one of these guys. I'm like, oh.
No.
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 I think he was kidding.
He was kidding.
Nobody survives the flame trench. Yeah.
We throw a lot of corn in there beforehand.
Yeah. Sir, I'm a pescatarian.
Yes. Yeah. So, let's say when they launch Artemis 2, we go down there.
I would love to. Let's do it. Yeah, I'll give you a tour of the flame trench.
I'd be honored.
Thank you.
Josh, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.